We have a man with us this morning who has a message for us that I think will probably carry its wonderful weight like all do in these meetings. This boy is from Huntsville, and I'll let him tell his story as he wants to. Eddie Brown.
I'm glad to be with you, fellow members, and I'm glad that we have with us men who have brought a wonderful message so far that are not alcoholics. I'm getting a lot of good out of it. I am inmate number 112736, an alcoholic and a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, Group 1, Penitentiary, Huntsville. I'm awful thankful for this privilege of being here, being able to be here. And it takes in a lot of people up and down the line who made this privilege possible. I'd have to start with our sponsor back in the walls, one of the prison officials who sponsors our group there. I'd have to go on down the line through the prison board, the pardon board, and to the honorable governor of our state. And least of all, some of you good members who did a lot of hard work to make this trip possible. I'm grateful for all this. And for my sobriety, through the teachings of the 12 steps, the fellowship outside and inside the walls, and with the guidance of God, I'm grateful to be able to be sober today. My drinking days goes back many years, and I'll say in a lot of different places of the world. 20 years of those 35 years of my drinking career was spent here in San Antonio, the last 20 years, up until 5 years ago. I reached the end of my rope in my drinking career, and a terrible thing happened to take me where I'm at. It's a story I don't like to talk too much about. It was bad enough in itself, what took me to the penitentiary. But since I was there, it seemed like I might have needed something more to change my way of thinking. And for 3.5 years in there, my duties have been looking after the men on condemned row. I'm sorry to say that I've had to take the last meal to many men. All this, all put together, seeing it all, feeling it all, and what I've got to say, what I got to feel that was in the book for me, is something I had to see. To see and feel probably the stiffest test that a person has to get me the place to change my thinking. And I hope with the guidance of God that I have changed my way of thinking. And I can't say too much for this program, too much for the people who shared their fellowship with us there. It's given us a lot of courage to keep on going. And I think if it wasn't for you men out in the free world that come there and fellowship with us, our group wouldn't be too much. Can't say too much for you. We have a different, I believe, a different way of finding and learning and using and giving away. I think there's quite a difference behind the walls and what there is out here This is my first outside, we call it free world, AA. This is my first. I found AA behind the walls. And I want to say that I'm grateful for you who have found the program before you had to take the trip that I had. I was talked to, I guess, 3 to 5 minutes back a year or two before my trouble happened by a San Antonio man. I haven't been able to see him here so far in this meeting. He was an alcoholic at that time, and he talked to me 3 or 5 minutes, I guess, about my problem. He could see that I needed the program. I didn't know that I was an alcoholic. I didn't know anything about this program. I never read any literature. Felt like that I could stop my drinking when I felt like it. I had been that way for several years. And along that line, I'll say that for the last 7, 8 years of my drinking, I was more or less a blackout, walking blackout. And I was in that condition. I was in that condition when this terrible thing happened to take me where I'm at. And I don't see too many members in here. I can't see too good anyway, but I'm sure there's some here who I drank with back in my drinking days that maybe have found the way too. During my trial, it was never brought out that I ever had any trouble with drinking. And some, I believe there's one or two maybe in the prison pardon board or some other officials maybe have felt like, from just not knowing the truth of it, that was I an alcoholic. I think they've learned before I made this trip, I think they were thoroughly convinced. Everybody up and down the line, and the good man, the good AA, who does a lot to make these trips possible, I think they've all learned that, yes, I'm an alcoholic. And the way I get the program, I studied it a lot, and I'm grateful I've been able to study it, the way I get the program, that I've got to be honest to take that first step. And I find in the teachings of this program, for me, that honesty is the foundation I want to put beneath this program. And when I get honest, I believe we'll get the program. And if we get the program, God's got to help us. And I'm relying on Him and you good AAs that someday I can be back out there with you.